Welcome to Skywatch TV. I'm Joe Horn. The world received the start of the official disclosure of UFOs in late 2017 when the government finally admitted publicly their involvement in the research of what they're calling unidentified aerial phenomenon. Disclosure has been coming in waves ever since, with many people now believing aliens are the creators of humanity. As Christians, how are we supposed to respond to this growing trend? Well, we hope to answer that question by presenting to you a project that is over 10 years in the making. Watch this.
It's probably the toughest area to research that I'm aware of.
I suspect that they are going to try to represent themselves as our benefactors.
Still masquerading as the saviors of humanity here from some other star system. It's a lie.
When looking at the UFO phenomenon, we have to remember the skeptics have to be right every time, but the believers only need to be right once.
This is the coming great deception.
This is ultra-dimensional, extra-dimensional, and quite possibly what the Bible describes as angels and demons.
These extraterrestrial vehicles are beginning to take a more hostile posture and are beginning to engage our military assets.
We're going to have official disclosure of the UFO alien presence. This is not fiction. It's coming.
Welcome back to Skywatch TV. We're in studio today with the director of the newest Skywatch Films documentary release, The Great Delusion, the second coming of Earth's oldest enemy, Mr. Josh Pegg.
Hey, Joe. Thanks for having me.
We're also joined by Tom Horn, who along with myself not only produced the film, but have been archiving footage for its use for over a decade. Before we get into our discussion, we have decided to use the next few weeks to show you selected clips from the movie itself. Now, keep in mind we're unable to show you the entire movie in this short television format, and here in just a bit we're going to reveal how you can get a copy of the full-length film, but first, watch this.
If you talk publicly about an event after it happens, you're in competition with every other opinionated voice on the matter. But if you talk about an event before it happens, there's far less competition. In December of 2017, the New York Times ran a story officially confirming, for the first time ever, government research into UFOs through a secret Pentagon project called the Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification Program, or ATIP. Not only was the existence of UFOs, now called UAPs, confirmed, but so also was the fact that the government has no idea what these objects are, only that they're in our airspace and are probably beyond anything human beings could manufacture.
I'm holding in my hands the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, highly anticipated report, preliminary assessment, unidentified aerial phenomena, which had everybody highly anticipating what that report might say. I do think there's some very interesting things that came out of this that are historic in the sense that our intelligence departments for the U.S. government are now admitting that the 147 cases of UAPs, unidentified aerial phenomenon, or more commonly known as UFOs, that have been witnessed by American jet pilots and military personnel on radar, sonar, that these devices are actually real. Now, what's interesting is that's the first time I know that the government has admitted that the phenomenon, commonly known as UFO, is real. It's not a figment of people's imaginations, and in most cases, it's not swamp gas or some of the other kind of stuff that Project Blue Book and the Condon Report years ago did, which has always been thought of as a kind of cover-up for the UFO phenomenon. Now, our government is telling us, yes, it's real, but we do not know what it is. In fact, they're saying at this point, they can't even determine how this technology could operate. It breaks everything we know about physics, about aeronautics, and most of the lawmakers, congressmen that have viewed the full report, which the public has not been allowed to see, that also includes top secret information, are admitting that they highly doubt that this is China or Russia or somebody else that have somehow came into extraordinary, beyond physics, capability of air flight. So, what is it? Well, they are literally officially saying it's unexplained, and for the time being, unexplainable.
While this was a shock to those who are only vaguely interested in the topic, it didn't come as a surprise to others. There have actually been a number of individuals throughout the years expecting this exact event, the day we would begin to receive official government disclosure of UFOs. I remember as a child, the topic of UFOs and extraterrestrial life wasn't really discussed. I grew up in a Christian family, Baptist church, and the generally accepted view of UFOs in that community at that time was that these are just demonic, and that was about the extent of it. Growing up, I still held on to my curiosity, and years later, I began hearing of Christian pastors, authors, and speakers that were discussing the UFO phenomenon more in depth. This eventually led me to Dr. Thomas Horn and his extremely influential book with Chris Putnam, Exo Vaticana, which deals with the UFO topic from a unique Christian perspective. A short while after that, I actually had the opportunity to work with Tom Horn at Skywatch TV and Defender Publishing. Throughout that time and continuing on into today, I've had the chance to personally ask experts in the field, both secular and Christian, what their opinion of the UFO phenomenon was. Now, this is just anecdotal, but when the topic of official disclosure came up, typically the secular experts would say something like, "We got to push for it, but we don't know when it's going to happen." But the Christian ones, while there wasn't as much of an emphasis on putting pressure on the government for it, would typically say disclosure is going to happen and it's going to be very, very soon. We actually have some taped footage of some of these experts predicting this day of disclosure from around a decade ago. In fact, as far as I know today, the footage from these tapes contains the last surviving interviews from Chuck Missler, Noah Hutchings, and Chris Putnam, who have since passed away, but were all very well known on the Christian side of the UFO discussion years ago. Throughout the years, before and after the huge success of Exo Vaticana, Tom Horn and his son Joe were planning to produce a documentary dealing with the UFO question.
All right, so it's a very simple question.
Okay.
What are UFOs?
They recorded all the interviews, but throughout the decade between then and now, new projects and developments in the world that required immediate focus kept coming up, as the UFO topic kind of seemed to die down a little. We always figured that we would end up using those tapes someday, but wanted to wait until the time was right. So here we are now, after the official beginning of disclosure, and it is absolutely the right time. As soon as I got the green light for this documentary, I began going through hours upon hours of footage and interviews from all those tapes. And on top of that, I wanted to conduct interviews with some of the same people now a decade later, plus some new guests to get to the bottom of what's really happening with UFO disclosure, where it all started, and where it's headed in the future. To do this right, we really have to start at the beginning of this whole investigation with Tom Horn and Chris Putnam traveling to Mount Graham to ask Vatican officials about their enormous infrared camera named Lucifer.
My interest in this phenomenon was first piqued during the 1970s through the 1990s when Monsignor Corrado Balducci, an exorcist, a theologian, and a member of the Vatican Curia, the governing body at Rome, and by the way, a guy who was a personal friend of the Pope's, started appearing on Italian national television to state that ETs were not only possible, but were already interacting with Earth, and that the Vatican's leaders were aware of it. Furthermore, speaking as an official demonologist, he actually said that the extraterrestrial encounters are real, that they are not demonic, he said. They are not due to psychological impairment or hallucinations, that they are not a case of entity attachment, but that those encounters, he said, deserve to be studied carefully. And then he went on to disclose how the Vatican itself has been closely following this phenomenon and quietly compiling material evidence, he said, from Vatican embassies around the world on the extraterrestrials and their mission. Whatever you make of his claims, Balducci was a member of a special group of consultants to the Vatican. He was a public spokesperson for Rome on the matter of extraterrestrial life as well as UFOs, an abduction phenomenon, and his assertions have never been contradicted by the Holy Roman Catholic Church.
Tom Horn and I went to Mount Graham to get to the bottom of what the Jesuits are doing up there. This is the question that everyone's asking.
Hi, this is Tom Horn. I'm here with my good friend Chris Putnam. We are at the base of Mount Graham in southeastern Arizona. We're going to be traveling from 3,000 feet up to 10,500 feet above sea level through twists and turns up a very dangerous looking road with no guard rails on it, and we are on our way to the VAT Observatory, the Vatican's Astronomical Technology Telescope, where we're going to be meeting with a Jesuit, and we're going to be talking to him about the Vatican's interest in the study of deep space, especially as it involves astrobiology. What else are we doing?
Well, I think that we're going to have a meeting with an engineer today who's going to explain to us some of the details of how the Large Binocular Telescope works, and particularly the details of the instrument they call Lucifer.
Yeah, it's actually called Lucifer.
It's called Lucifer, and it's used as an infrared gathering device, and I think it's very helpful when you're looking into deep space trying to find Earth-like planets. The Lucifer device has generated a lot of controversy from using a name that is classically associated with Satan. It's actually an infrared camera. There are some sorts of things that move around in the sky that can only be seen in the infrared spectrum. Perhaps they are looking for things that can't be seen in the normal light spectrum.
We were intrigued with Mount Graham because Arizona is quite famous for UFO activity. Phenomenon witnessed by thousands of people across Nevada and Arizona, as well as the Mexican state of Sonora. The Phoenix Lights UFO, as an example, was the United States' actual largest mass sighting, not just because of the sheer number of witnesses, but because of the quality of their testimony. For instance, then acting Governor Fife Symington even testified in writing, quote, "Between 8 and 8:30 on the evening of March 13, 1997, during my second term as governor of Arizona, I witnessed something that defied logic, and challenged my reality. A massive, delta-shaped craft, silently navigating over the Squaw Peak in the Phoenix Mountain Preserve. A solid structure. Rather than an apparition, it was dramatically large, with a distinctive leading edge embedded with lights as it traveled the Arizona skies. I still don't know what it was. As a pilot and as a former Air Force officer, I can say with certainty that this craft did not resemble any man-made object I had ever seen. Documented activity like that suggests something inherently strange about the area, begging the question, does Arizona host a dimensional portal? A wormhole? While extra dimensionality is a possibility, needless to say, the Arizona area provides kind of a uniquely hospitable climate for the well-yoked marriage between Jesuits and extraterrestrials.
I think because of the Catholic system, because you have the mixture politically, syncretism, but their approach to reality is not just biblical alone. For them just to come out and say, we embrace this, they're there, they're real. I say they're real. I say they're really, really there. There's no question about that. The issue is what they are. When I don't see them in any way even suggest, hey, these could be really fallen ones, demonic, radically evil, bringing deception. When I don't see that in the discussion on their end, it's either they themselves are highly deceived, or is there internally acceptance? Have they engaged? Have they heard? Now we don't have just contactees. We have all over the world contactors that are looking to engage, looking, wanting. For anyone, even a Catholic priest or a Catholic astronomer, to say these are morally superior beings, we have to back up and ask the question, how would you know that? Obviously, they're revealing themselves as superior. They can outwit humanity. They can kidnap humanity. They can do sexual things to humanity. But tell us explicitly what you are, who you are, what you're made out of. And they're not giving us that.
Welcome back to Skywatch TV. We're going to show you how you can get a copy of the full-length documentary, The Great Delusion, along with several other groundbreaking materials on the discussion of UFOs, aliens, and the second coming of the Earth's earliest enemy. But when we come back, we're going to talk with the film's director and producer. Stay tuned.
With the official disclosure of UFOs moving full steam ahead, very few will be prepared for what is coming. The answers are now available in Josh Peck's groundbreaking new Skywatch Films documentary DVD, over 10 years in the making, entitled The Great Delusion, The Second Coming of Earth's Oldest Enemy. Along with Dr. Thomas Horn's documentary-style expose on DVD, Rome and the Star God, and the late Chris Putnam's Vatican presentation on DVD, Astrobiology and the Vatican ET Connection. Josh Peck's new documentary, The Great Delusion, reveals for the first time why the Vatican is in possession of a telescope named the Lucifer Device, why the ancient and mysterious Anasazi suddenly disappeared from the historic record, how alien abductions might be connected to the sixth chapter of the Book of Genesis, whether there is a secret alien-human hybridization program being conducted on Earth right now, if there is a connection between aliens and supernatural entities such as demons and fallen angels, and what we can do to prepare for what's ahead. You'll also see stunning reports on the UFO phenomenon by Dr. Thomas Horn, Josh Peck, L.A. Marzulli, Timothy Alberino, Nick Pope, Chris Putnam, Chuck Misler, and many more. You'll also receive Dr. Thomas Horn's documentary-style expose, Rome and the Star God, on DVD. Join Dr. Horn for this incredible expose on how the Vatican is not only willing to accept our alien brothers with open arms, but are actually enabling the arrival of the end-time Star God, the Antichrist. But that's not all. We're also including the late Chris Putnam's shocking presentation entitled Astrobiology and the Vatican ET Connection on DVD, detailing the Vatican's plans to baptize aliens upon their arrival, and how contemporary societies will soon look to the aliens to be the saviors of humankind. Sold separately, these items have a retail value of $75. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling while supplies last. Prepare for full disclosure with the Great Delusion Special Offer. Available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Welcome back to Skywatch TV. I'm Joe Horn. With just a few minutes left on the clock, I want to hit the ground running. We are in-house today with the producers of the brand new documentary film, The Great Delusion, of which you just saw a great big excerpt from during the program, and a commercial on how you can receive that, and also some very cool stuff that unfortunately we don't have a lot of time to cover. The new DVD, Rome and the Star God, which is a presentation-style documentary put on by Tom. And then, of course, Astrobiology and the Vatican ET Connection, which was one of the late, great Chris Putnam's last works on all that he had amassed throughout his life on this conversation. The Vatican, their interest in extraterrestrials. We're going to get to that in just a sec. But Tom, the people at home watching this and maybe wondering, you know, Skywatch Television, the conversation around UFOs, people have asked questions, Christians have considered the possibility these could be demonic. It's content that's been floating around for a long time, but with disclosure and this new trend where the government is finally beginning to reveal that they've not only had knowledge for decades of their existence and also some of their explanations and, of course, the Vatican's interest in all of this, why right now do you feel 2021 is the time for this film to be revealed?
Well, let me just say, for me, this goes back even before the current discussion we're having right now. Many, many years ago, Nita and I were driving up above Shoals Mountains,
yes,
by Tigard, Oregon. And I thought I saw like light reflecting on the windshield of my car.
Yeah.
And I kept, you know, kind of being distracted by it. Finally, I start looking at it and I realize it's not light reflecting on the windshield. It's something way up in the sky.
I remember this
story. And it's doing stuff, mm-hmm, right, that I couldn't understand. Long story short, I asked Nita, I said, "Are you seeing this?" She was. We pulled over, got out of the car, looked up, and something circular, you know, just the very traditional Josh depiction of a UFO, a silvery disc,
right,
up in the sky, and it is doing stuff that nothing could explain.
Right.
Shooting literally hundreds of miles across the sky, stopping on a dime, doing all kinds of squiggly,
right,
shooting back the other way, and I'm like, what are we looking at?
It defies all of the mathematics that could quantify any kind of a craft that we have any access or knowledge,
right,
of.
And so finally, it just shot up into space and disappeared. We get in our car, we're driving over to my dad's house, and we decided we're not even going to tell him. He's not going to believe it, or they'll just think we're crazy, right?
Yeah.
And so we didn't say anything, but the very next day, the number one newspaper in Oregon, the Statesman Journal, had this headline. Hundreds of people across Oregon and Washington had witnessed a UFO.
Right.
And so many, many other people had seen the same thing. Well, following that, you know, I was just kind of intrigued by this whole idea. What was that? Other people have reported seeing the same things. But the government, up until then at least, it's the Condon Report, right?
Mm-hmm.
Project Blue Book. Really, they just assigned people to try to explain away,
right,
any of this activity. Now something started happening. Something changed. And in the march up to the 2016 election with the WikiLeaks,
mm-hmm,
coming out, here's John Podesta. Now, these emails were never supposed to be seen by the public.
Right.
They're thinking Hillary Clinton is going to win. So they start setting it up for a Hillary Clinton presidency to be that moment in time where the government is going to admit,
finally, right,
what Podesta was calling in his emails contiguous aliens.
Right.
But they've got former U.S. astronauts are in there exchanging emails with them, talking about, okay, the countdown to official disclosure of an alien presence. Members of the Vatican who were sending emails to John Podesta, have you set up our meeting with Obama to discuss disclosure of the alien presence? These are all in their emails, and they're all talking,
right,
about it like it's a real thing.
Right.
Well, Hillary didn't win, but then during the Trump administration, he's the one that ordered the Pentagon, mm-hmm, to prepare a report on the UFO and UAP,
right,
activity, what is it, and so on. Now, the public received that report. We only basically got a very brief summary We did not get the full report, which is a for your eyes only top secret file that went to certain members of Congress that have above top secret security clearance, sit on intel committees and that kind of thing. But what they did admit was that they have 143 cases of something that is in our atmosphere. It is coming in and out of our atmosphere at will.
Yes.
We try to pursue it with jets. It's like it's almost just toying with us.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And yet, this stuff does appear to be under some kind of intelligent design. So then the question comes up, what is it? Now, Joe, as you
over
recall,
and over again, yes.
Yeah, as you recall, you and I, following the astonishing success of the book Exo Vaticana by me and Chris Putnam over a decade ago.
That's right.
We decided that we were going to produce a documentary film on this subject matter, and you and I, following our trip to Mount Graham, came down off the mountain, we met Chris Putnam, and then we basically went around the country interviewing everybody who was experts at that time.
Including
Footage now that's in the new documentary film of people who are not even here any longer. These are their last interviews. But Chuck Misler, Chris Putnam, Noah Hutchings, though this film also does include experts, people that have worked for the military, both in Britain and the United States of America, with top secret security clearances. And some of what they told us that wound up in this film is really mind-bending. For the public watching this program, yes, government officials admitting, we think, this is what the Bible calls demons. Mm-hmm.
And it torments them to admit that. But now, Josh, with just about a minute, there could be people out there watching this. You know, we've been talking about disclosure my entire life. What would be different now? Why would Christians, why do they care about this?
Well, whatever this phenomenon is, it's being used to deceive human beings in some way. So whatever this phenomena is, the government has been using it to deceive humans. There's this whole theory called panspermia going around today, and this is why Christians should care. This is a direct attack on the gospel. So if we care about the gospel and we're supposed to go preach the word, well, when we invite somebody to accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior, they might have questions. What about aliens? What do you guys believe about aliens? What about the idea that aliens created us, like the panspermia theory says?
Right.
So this is why we need to at least know enough to be able to have a conversation with somebody and show that this is a direct attack on the gospel. There is only one time that I know of in Earth's history where otherworldly beings interacted with human beings, and right after that, you have genetic corruption and the flood. So we might be living in those times again.
I mean, imagine if you walked outside one morning and you looked up and there were aerial craft, and every station on television is either a public emergency broadcast network reveal, or you have all the leaders of the Earth. You know, we're talking about the presidents and kings and princes of every place on Earth, right? Telling their people under lockdown, essentially, what this event is. It's the perfect stage for the arrival of an Antichrist, is it not?
Yeah, in fact, this documentary actually ends creating the scenario, of an armada of UFOs over the U.S. Capitol. It literally shuts down the industry of the world. And now, what comes next? We think it's a great setup.
Well, gentlemen, that brings us to a close today, but you're not going to want to miss next week, where we will learn how the mysterious disappearance of the ancient Anasazi relates to the UFO question in our current time. For everybody here on panel, Tom, Josh,
thank you.
I'm Joe Horn. Keep your eyes on the prize, which is Jesus Christ. We'll be back.